Are the new iPhones accessible? Can they be used easily with VoiceOver?
Please stay tuned as you are about to find out. Greetings, this is Armando coming to you from Northern California.
In this podcast, we are going to talk about the following. Are the new iPhones accessible? Can they be used easily with VoiceOver? I hope that after listening to this podcast, you will weigh the pros and cons of upgrading to the new iPhones, whether it's the 10, the 10S, the 10S Max, the 10R, and the 11 series. Those phones that I just mentioned do not have the home button. And the question I always get asked is, are the iPhones accessible? Can they be used? In my possession, I have an iPhone XR that I acquired about 2 weeks ago. Before I go any further, let it be known that whatever I say reflects solely on my experience and not so much based off of the experience of others. If you are going to upgrade to such phones from the 10 and up, you do this at your own discretion and you do this because you are ready to challenge yourself. This may not be for everybody as these phones, again, do not have the home key. And if you're comfortable with the home key, then my suggestion will be either A, don't upgrade your current phone, or B, if you do, try to pick up an iPhone 8 Plus, iPhone 8, iPhone 7 Plus, iPhone 7, iPhone 6S Plus before they run out of stock. So I have an iPhone XR. It feels kind of like an iPhone 6, if you remember how narrow these iPhone 6s were, the regular 6, not the 6 Plus. With the exception that if you hold it from top to bottom, it feels similar to about the size of a king-size Snickers candy bar or whoever else you want to imagine it. The phone feels the same like your regular iPhone, minus the fact that on the bottom portion of the screen, we do not have a home button. It is plain as mud can be. So we're going to unlock the phone as normal with the power button located on the right side of the phone. And you're going to hear Alex, which is my preferred voice, and then we will discover together how do we unlock the phone.
11:49 p.m.
One thing to note, when they tell you to unlock the phone, they ask you to start at the bottom of the screen,
swiping upwards.
For this instance, we are going to use the power supply where you would plug in either your Lightning to headphone converter or your iPhone charger
as a point of reference to orient ourselves.
And if you have a case, start at the edge of the case. You will use one finger to swipe up and you will feel like a silent pop. And it's going to sound like this. See, I'm touching towards the bottom of the screen. Of course, my phone has a screen protector, but it sounds like this. Now, if you go out of range, it's going to sound like this. So I'm touching more towards the middle of the screen. See, I'm not touching at the bottom. Now I'm going to touch at the bottom again. And you almost want to curl your finger a little. That way, you can hear the pop. So to open the home page, we're going to swipe from the bottom using the swipe up gesture with one finger. And until you hear the first pop, we're going to let go.
Facebook.
And there you go. Now we're going to do the same thing if we want to access our app switcher using the swipe up gesture with one finger. But we're going to hear two pops. So we're going to start from the bottom. And we're going to let go once we hear the high pitch pop.
App switcher. YouTube, active.
And we just opened the app switcher, but now I went ahead and locked my phone to demonstrate how one can use the iPhone 10 and up without the home key. Is this for everybody? Not necessarily, and I will explain why. If you have limited mobility in your fingers and you require like a tactile point of reference, I would encourage you to stay with the iPhone 8 Plus and below, whatever is available at the time of your upgrade, just so that you have that home key to kind of help give you that guidance. I'm hoping that Apple will improve a little bit on their touch accessibility or come up with alternative ways for people who have limited mobility to access the new phones. Also, if you don't want to go out of your comfort zone, then the iPhone 10 and above may not be for you. However, if you feel inclined to do so, then I would say go for it. And keep in mind that this is going to be an overwhelming experience because, of course, you're not going to have the home key.
And this is dependent upon how quick you are able to pick up on learning the new gesture to unlock the phone, since my learning style differs from yours. In either case, have a little patience.
Hopefully, with the mini gestures that I showed you just to get started, you will be able to, in turn, use the iPhone to the best of your ability. I hope this answers some of the conflicts or questions as to whether or not these new iPhones will be accessible, especially now that the home key is no longer available. If you have any questions, you can email armando@theskybeam.com and I will do my best to answer them. Otherwise, you can visit resources like applebiz.com and others that will give you the guidance that you need to embark on the new iPhone XR or iPhone X or whatever phone you choose to have. Take care and God bless.